When you get to a place of true self-esteem, where you feel whole and complete as you are, you'll get to a level of not caring that you probably can't recognize right now. And I don't mean not caring in a way where you're like bitter and angry, like I don't really care, like whatever. What I mean is you're actually just giving people the freedom to be as they are. It's like, yeah, you are as you are. I don't mind. Like, I don't need to change you. I don't need to force you to be anybody. But what happens from that frame of being good enough as you are is you start qualifying people naturally. You start looking at them, and rather than being like, oh my God, does she like me? Like, who do I need to be for her to be attracted to me? You're thinking, it's like, is she going to be a stressor on my life? Is she going to take away from my pursuits? Is she going to take away from what I want to do with my life? Or is she going to add to that? So then naturally, automatically, without any techniques or tricks, you're becoming an attractive man because you feel good about yourself. So people try and work on this from the wrong frame. It's like, how do I manipulate her? How do I make this one specific girl be the girl that I need her to be? And that's all coming from this frame of not feeling good enough, of feeling like you need to prove yourself. So the first step that you really should be working on, I mean, go out, socialize, talk to women, for sure. But at the same time, start letting go of that emptiness, of that desperation inside of you. Because once you work through that, everything gets easier.